This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault and Adrian Chenault. My hair is looking a little not well. That's not good.
We did a sound check, but we forgot face check.
Yeah, we forgot face check, but we are the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we got an unbelievable show for you today. This guy is like a brother to me. I love him with all of my heart. He grabbed hold of me many years ago and would not let me go. It was because I bought so doggone many books from him that he finally felt like he owed me and he thought he better train me before I completely messed up the industry. And he did it. And he's just an unbelievable human being. I put out a story about him a couple weeks ago and everybody said, whoa, what is Bob Crisp doing? So I talked to him on the phone and he's more alert right now than he's ever been in his life. So I thought I would catch him on a good day and see what the heck's going on. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I have heard of him because I have seen so many of his books. And I have heard of him because one good friend of ours, who I'm going to pull up his contact mapping in a second, who I should have thought of before this, I pretty much think the only reason he's my friend is because he heard that I had a stash of otherwise unavailable hardcover Bob Crisp books lying around and was able to hook him up.
So, yeah.
Yes. I love this guy.
So here's what happened. Hello, Bob Crisp. How are you?
I'm good. Tommy, how are you?
I've never been better, man. You're looking good. How you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling good, but you didn't comb your hair.
Yeah, I know, and I know that troubles you. He always told me I look like a bum, which he told me I should fly first class all the time. I didn't have any money. I mean, this guy has been a mentor of mine ever since I accidentally found him. And here's how I accidentally found him. And I may say the name, I might not, but we're going to go there. So I'm down in Cabo San Lucas at a hotel called Las Ventanas, one of the nicest places you've ever seen, $1,800 a night. Somebody else is paying. And the employees actually go underground between point A and point B because they don't want the poor tourists to have to see them. And, I mean, it was just like an unbelievably obnoxious joint. So we're there, and my wife's in the swimming pool, and over across the pool is another guy, and he knows more about network marketing, and he had this notebook that was this thick with handwritten meticulous notes, and he knows what he's talking about. So I go, gee, Mini Christmas. Denise, go ask that guy to coach you. So the guy's name was Doug Ridley, and Denise swam across the pool and asked Ridley to coach her, and he started doing it, and Denise got smart in a hurry, and I'm going, why in the world is she getting all this info? And another guy goes, Tom, it's like copied verbatim from Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant. I said, what's that? And they told me, and I went on the internet, and the book's out of print, of course. I had to pay $100 for the books, Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant, back when $100 was a million, especially to me. And I bought them, and then I bought more, and then I bought more. And finally, Bob Crisp somehow heard about it and put the books back in print because we were buying, and I mean, we were just pressing the price up on eBay like it was going out of style. But he literally was the foundation of my network marketing knowledge, and I owe him my life and probably all my money. So how's that? Did you even know that story?
Well, you know, I've heard that story a couple of times, and it just gets better every time you tell it.
Well, that's because I imagine another fact. Yeah, none of it's true, but yeah, Doug Ridley, that name's true. Denise was there, that's true. But you're good at what you do. How long have you been in this profession, and how did it all start?
Well, I got in 1976. And, it was one of those things where my sponsor was a professional baseball player, and he was a preacher friend of mine. He was on his board, and the preacher called me on a Sunday morning and said, I've got one of my board members in town. He's a professional baseball player, and he's got something I think you should take a look at. And I said, well, you know, I'm really not interested. And he says, well, just do it for me. So I did, and I was introduced to a guy by the name of Bobby Bolden, who pitched for the San Francisco Giants at the time. And he came over to my house on a Monday night brought his wife and a yellow pad and showed me these funny circles. And my wife said to me, she said, I'll bet you it's Amway. And I said, oh, no, no, it can't be Amway. You know, you got a choice between leprosy and Amway, and so you choose leprosy, generally speaking. And so I said, you know, I'm not just not interested. And so they, sure enough, he spun the circles for me and got down to the end. He says this company was originally called Jowry and it was founded in 1959 and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. And now it's called the American Way Association. I still didn't get it. I still didn't associate the American Way Association with Amway. And then he says, and now we call it Amway. And I looked at my wife and thought, oh my God, you know, this guy actually wants me to get into Amway. I mean, I lived in a small town. I was in the life insurance business at the time, and that was bad enough because when you're in the life insurance business, it's almost like having leprosy too. So I thought, man, and when you get two careers that nobody wants to be a part of, this is a really, really going to be an uphill battle. So anyway, I said, how much is it going to cost me to get involved? And he said, sales kid is $36. I said, I got $36. So I'm going to sign up with you, but I'm not going to do anything. And he says, well, you got to have a meeting. And I said, really? What kind of a meeting? And he says, well, you got to invite some friends over to your house. I'm going to come over and I'm going to show them the plan. And so I had a golfing buddy and a fishing buddy. And the fishing buddy was an optometrist and the golfing buddy was a senior systems analyst for Standard Oil. Both of them part of my church and part of my Sunday school class. So I invited them because I knew their wives under no circumstances was going to let them do Amway. And so I thought, well, I'll tell my sponsor, these are my two best prospects and they're not going to get in. So if they're not going to get in, I'm not going to get in. And so that's it. That's the way I got started. Both of them signed up the first night. And my wife says to me, now what are you going to do? I says, well, I guess we're stuck. And so about 6 weeks later, my bonus check was $3.63. I had to drive 20 miles to get it. Bob Boland says to me, guess where we're going to go next month? I said, no idea. He says, we're going to go to Asheville, North Carolina to a thing called a family reunion.
Wow.
And I said, I ain't got no family in North Carolina. And he says, it's not that kind of family. It's your Amway family. And I went, really? I'm going to spend my old $3.63 bonus check going to a meeting I don't want to do? And he says, if you'll go, I'll pay your way. And I said, how much does it cost to go? He says, it costs $120 to get in. And that includes your hotel room for two nights. And I said, okay, well, if you'll pay the hotel, I'll go. So I went home and told my wife. We loaded up. We had five kids at the time, and three of them were under the age of three. So we had diapers, and we had formula. We had everything, and I had a brand-new Ford Club Chateau van. We loaded the family in the van, drove to North Carolina, and me and Kenny played golf, and I sent the girls to the first meeting. And whenever my wife got out of the meeting, she says, you're going to have to go to this meeting. It's really good. It was a Friday night. So I said, well, I'll go tonight because there's can't play golf at night. So I went to the meeting that night, and Tom, it was just like a miracle. I mean, I sat there on the back row. And people got up that I thought, you know, these are good people. These are good people. This is not what I thought it was, you know, because I figured, you know, Amway and prison, those are the two things you do before you go to hell. And so I said to Kenny, I said, I think we probably ought to cancel our golf tomorrow and come to the meeting. What do you think? He said, I think that's a good idea. So the next morning, I was 2 hours before the meeting, I got up and I I got and I sat on the front row. And you know, Tommy, the great thing about sitting on the front row, everybody learns in school, is the best students sit on the front row.
That's right.
So whenever we have big events, I always make sure that I meet the people on the front row. And I always save the front row for new people. I know a lot of companies like to have their leaders on the front row. I save it for new people. And because they're the people I want to talk to. So, you know, when it really comes down to it, the what happened in the next few months was that meeting changed my life. And in the next 3 years, we sponsored, we put over 300,000 people in the business and was doing we did $106 million in sales our third year from a $36 sales kit. And my fourth year income overall from the business and its associated materials, I was doing about $6.5 million in income.
Holy mackerel. And that was way back when. In today's dollars, we aren't even going to compute that. And that is so exciting. And nothing's changed. I'll never forget, I was sitting in a conference room with a bunch of really, really supposedly smart people, and Bob Crist just smashed his hand down on the table and said, no, you've got to recognize that lowest pin level. Like, they get to say who they are, they get to say where they're from, and they get to say what they do all the way up the line. Everybody gets to say a few more words per rank advancement. And he said, if you start cutting those people out because you don't have time, your business is going to die. And, you know, they die. That's what happens. They stop recognizing the people that got them where they started from. And I'll never forget that advice. I've lived with it. You are incredible. We're going to take a break. How much time do we
have? 1 more minute.
We've got a full minute. Don't you love him?
What I love is just, you've been there. You have done it. You have seen it. And, you know, you have to overcome that wall of doubt and that wall of worrying about what other people think and wall of all the things that you had made up because it's something somebody said to you and all that stuff to get anywhere in any business, right? Whether it's network marketing, whether it's life insurance, which you also talked about, you know, that's the cost of getting where you want to go, right?
Yeah. Bob's a spiritual guy. He's the son of a minister. And, you know, he knew that's what it takes. And what it takes in network marketing to make it to the top is all you got. And that's what Bob did it. And over 300,000 people way back when, that could be all of you off of a $36 kit. Wow. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault and Adrian Chenault. They are still training me on this new format. Well, it's great to be on the Genesis Communication Network, sponsored by contactmapping.com/app. We've got the great Robert Crisp here, Bob Crisp, incredible human being, wrote two of the classic books of network marketing, Raising a Giant, Feeding a Giant. They are literal collector's items and Bibles to so many network marketers. Lots of people have really, really tried to emulate what he's done. And we're here to talk about going back to basics because, you know what? Everybody thinks you join with a click, not knowing people will also leave with a click. And Bob Crisp has been about relationships forever. Most important thing, right, Bob?
It's absolutely the most important thing. You know, at my first or my second event was an arena meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, put on by a guy by the name of Dexter Yeager. And Dexter Yeager was a guy about 5'6" tall, almost that wide. And he wore a beard and he smoked big cigars. He spoke with a lisp and stuttered. He had a fifth grade education and seven kids. And he was the biggest income earner in that company. And Dexter Yeager put this on. And one of the first things that Dexter said from stage to a group of 10,000 people, one of the first things he said was, "Pigs don't know pigs stink."
Wow. True story.
Pigs don't know pigs stink. And he said that the problem that you have to understand with getting people involved in your business opportunity, if you will, is that people don't know they need it. They get so wrapped up in the daily grind of going to work and the daily routine of the time from the time that they get up in the morning to the same breakfast that they have, the same car that they drive, the same directions to work, the same job that they've been doing for years and years and years. You know, they say that 90% of all the truck drivers who come out of high school that start driving a truck 20 years later are still driving a truck. Now, I don't have anything against truck drivers. I just imagine there's got to be something in life you could probably do that would be a little more rewarding than being a truck driver.
But Without a doubt.
But most people they wonder why. There's a guy by the name of Studs Terkel who wrote a book. What a name, Studs Terkel. And he wrote a book called Working about 30 years ago. It was a 1,000-page book. He went around for about 5 years, interviewed every kind of person and every kind of job profession that he could possibly do, and he put those interviews in this book. And the last chapter of the book, he summarizes the book by saying 93% of all the people who have a job in America are dissatisfied.
Wow. Yeah. 93%. So that's the case. We've got a giant market to talk to, and pigs don't know pigs think. And what people have to understand is you can take your destiny into your own hands. All you got to do is believe it and say, I'm going to get around the right kind of people. I'm going to get educated, just exactly like my college education, and go figure out how to do this business and teach some other people. How much time do we have?
2 minutes.
That's all it takes. What do you think about all this?
I think that's totally true. And so often, you know, you don't walk up to a pig that stinks but doesn't know it stinks and yell at it, "You stink," to convince it that they've got a problem that you can solve for. And that's not really a good way to make friends. And so back to the whole point of relationships, you know, the way that you're able to move people in a direction to be able to help them see what you see and what Bob Crisp saw in 1976, or maybe not until 1977, based on the way you're telling the story, or Tom Chenault saw in 1992, is that they needed to make a change. And learning, recognizing that, and then helping a lot of other people to do the same thing is a highly, highly profitable venture. And it happens through caring enough about people to earn the right to be heard in their lives so that then you are ultimately able to show them what you see and they can hear it and they can see it because of the relationship and the credibility and the trust and the safety that you have created inside of that relationship. And so back to contact mapping, the sponsor of the show, that's really what contact mapping is about. Contact mapping is Tom's life work turned into something that you can hold in the palm of your hand. And we're really proud of it. So we're going to take another break. We're going to be back right after this with a nice long segment where we can really dig into the nitty gritty. But during the break, go check out contactmapping.com/app. You will not regret it. And you are listening to the Legacy Leadership Show. We are on the Genesis Communication Network. We love you, Ted Anderson. And we will be back in just a couple minutes right after this. Stick around.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promising full federal support to people in Colorado affected by a devastating wildfire. Biden making the pledge to local residents Friday after touring the damage left by the Marshall Fire in Boulder County. About 1,000 homes were destroyed and tens of thousands were forced to evacuate. Plenty of reactions still coming in to the December jobs report, which fell short of expectations, with 199,000 jobs being added compared to the estimated of more than 420,000. Chairman and CEO of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, says a lot of this falls back on the administration.
Ignores the fact that before the COVID crisis hit, American unemployment was lower. Lower income people's wages were rising at a faster pace than the rest of the workforce.
USA Radio News. The United States reported around 1 million new COVID cases on Friday. This as a highly transmissible Omicron variant continues to spread. Meanwhile, President Biden on Friday told reporters he doesn't think COVID is here to stay. Dr. Bob Lahita, director for the autoimmune and rheumatic diseases at St. Joseph Health, says he differs from the president's stance and expects the virus to stick around.
I think he's wrong. I think COVID is here to stay, just like influenza is here to stay. And I predict that when the pandemic goes away, we're going to have an endemic virus. And perhaps people will be creative and create a vaccine that will include both the flu and the coronavirus every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This year's Golden Globe, set to take place Sunday, will be a low-key ceremony with no audience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault and the one and only Adrian Chenault, my handler. And it is a beautiful thing because we've got the one and only Robert Bob Crisp on here, a mentor of mine at a level you wouldn't believe, and not afraid to tell me. In fact, he has told me, I don't even know if it's at least 100, that I play it so small. And I don't think I play it small, but he just laughs his face off telling me that I'm just ripping off the world because I could play it bigger. And I love people like that because it challenges me. I love you, Bob Crisp, and I can't thank you enough for coming on here. I know you've been through some crazy health challenges and all kinds of life circumstances, and you just get up and put your spikes on and get back on the court and field. And I love that. No spikes on the court. I love that. So thank you, Bob Crisp, for just being the human being that you are.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's really nice of you to say that. And I'm still not going to give you that $100 you asked for. But again, it goes back. You know, it's really funny. Is somebody else followed up Dexter's Pigs Don't Know Pigs Stink with this one. I like this one a lot. And he said, never try to teach a pig to sing. It annoys the pig, and it'll frustrate you.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the great things about, one of the things I think is wrong with the way most people approach the business is, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I think it's similar to my feelings, is that they don't think about what the other person is thinking about. Now, Dr. Shuler said, I am not who you think I am, and I am not who I think I am, but I am who I think you think I am. So when we meet people, when people meet people, the first thing they try to do is get very quickly into the discussion of whatever their objective are, selling a product or getting somebody involved in a business or whatever, and they jump right onto the end result instead of realizing that getting to the end result is a process. One of the great things about Tom Chenault, everybody that's out there today, is Tom is one of the greatest interrogators that I've ever met in my life. And if I had one characteristic that I would give to almost anybody who thought that they had any dreams of building a big network, I would say this is what you learn from Tom Chenault. This is what you're going to have to learn from Bob Crisp. Is you're going to have to learn to ask the right questions and listen, please, to the answer. The challenge that, you know, whenever Dale Carnegie did a lot of things, and of course he wrote the book How to Win Friends and Influence People, and Dale Carnegie said the problem with most people is that they don't listen when somebody tells them their name. So when they shake hands and say, hi, my name is Bob Crisp, and he says, well, my name is Tom Chenault. Well, he says, what's going on in the mind of the person who asked the question or introduced himself is, boy, I sure like my name. I sure hope this other person listened when I told them my name. It sure sounds good when they say my name. Oh, by the way, what was their name again? Because they weren't listening. Instead of when you read How to Win Friends and Influence People, what the takeaway should be is as soon as somebody tells you their name, you repeat it back to them over and over again. Let me see. How do you spell your name? Tom. T-O-M. Is it really Thomas? You know? Chenault. Is that a French name? You know, so on and so on and so on. So tell me something, Tom, about you that I don't know. So again, it goes back to the very first thing that you do that I love about you, and I know that you've studied this as well as I have, and that is the first thing you show is that the interest in the other person to the maximum. You actually do it a whole lot better than I do it, and I'm pretty good at it, but you're a master of it. Is making people feel important that you're around. People say, I can't get an appointment with this person, and that's because when you first met them, you didn't treat them like they were the most important person in the room.
That's exactly right. People have to count. And I did a big survey. I mean, it's been all over the internet now because I got 187 text messages on Christmas Eve. And I went through and looked at how many of them actually said my name versus or said something about me. 120 of them were just clip art. The other 67 I cared about. So then I started doing a test backwards to see what happened if I used their name. The results were astounding. When I used their name and then I remembered something about them, it was unbelievable. And you just went through that. And you said something to me profound earlier today. When you said, Dad, you can't just whip through all this stuff if you're doing it right. And I don't know if you were chastising me or teaching me, but you were
neither one.
No, it's cool.
And here's what it comes down to is that the context of that is I had a lot of people I needed to remember. I was kind of behind the curve. And if you're doing that authentically, you really have to find a point of relatedness. And one of the beautiful things about a time of year like Christmas and New Year's is that the easiest point of relatedness in the world is that we all just started a new year. And so it's so easy to have a good reason to reach out to somebody and love on them that is that's simple, and that nobody's going to get their, you know, get their guard up about it, because that's kind of what I'm always worried about, is I don't want people thinking that it's disingenuous, because it's not. But you got to put a little effort there. And to be able to do that and then to remember somebody is just the most powerful thing in the world. And, you told me a story at that same lunch about a mutual friend of ours who has been posting some beautiful stuff on Facebook. And because of the algorithm or the filters or whatever, even though I'm friends with this gal, I haven't seen any of it. And so he told me, I went and looked and went, wow, that is really great. And so we left the meeting. I called her on the phone and I told her not only that I appreciated what she'd been posting, but how I found out is because somebody went out of their way to mention to me how great it was what she had been doing. And we had the greatest conversation in the world. And everything, it's so easy when you just organically do that. And you're organically in this business of not just remembering people's names. That's the first table stakes that people, Bob, you totally rightly call that out, because it blows my mind how often others, and I will call it on myself, how easy it is for me in certain environments for somebody's name to go in one ear and out the other with me. And so you gotta work on that. But the same thing goes about their kids' names and about what they're about and what they're actually, you know, it's like you can see so plain as day how 90% of the time the person sitting across from you is just waiting for your lips to finally stop freaking moving so they can sell you something or tell you how great they are. And it's just, we're talking at each other, we're not listening. But if you can learn not to be that and to do what you're talking about, Bob, things change dramatically, don't they?
They absolutely do. And there's no question that, Napoleon Hill said in the book, Think and Grow Rich. And by the way, let me just say this about books. You know, I've got three really great books that I think that include a lot of good stuff for things. And thank you, Tom, for promoting the books and telling everybody how great they are. You know, and, I corrected most of the misspelled words you told me about. But if you're not buying my books, that's okay, you know. If you buy How to Win Friends and Influence People and Think and Grow Rich and The Magic of Thinking Big, which are books that go back, you know, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, some of them. And Napoleon Hill said, what the mind of man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. What the mind of man can conceive. So most people, in that statement, when they see it, they just let it fly right by. You can't let it fly by. That is one of the most basic, intrinsic values that a person can adopt in their life. And that's the first adoption, because if you can't conceive of it, see, the challenge is you bring people into your business, they can't conceive, and you're saying, you know, maybe driving a new Rolls Royce, or you're living in a 10,000 square foot home, or taking these exotic vacations and everything, and it's so far-fetched for most people, they don't see themselves being able to do that. I mean, you'll say, can you see yourself doing that? And they'll nod their heads like, oh yeah, I can see myself taking a cruise on a big, you know, fancy ship, and I'm doing all this other stuff. But the reality is, they don't get it. They didn't, because they can't conceive of it. So again, the thing I love about what those of us that have learned the lesson is, learn the correct lesson
right
first, because there are things that come in an order. You know, this is a great thing you study. And, of course, you were nice enough to say that I'm a spiritual man. I guess I am in many ways. I've read the Bible through about 8 or 10 times and went to seminary and done some great things and been around some really great thinkers. And most of them were great thinkers because they were great studiers. They studied the concepts, understanding of the concepts. The ability to conceive of your success, to see yourself. You know, the great thing about Dexter Yeager was, is that he was such a common man, and he had so many flaws. When he stood on the stage and he told his story, there wasn't a person in the audience who didn't say, well, at least I'm better than Dexter.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to have to take a break here in 30 seconds. Is that how long you're doing?
Yeah.
And Genesis Communication Network, number one, thank you for putting us on. Bob, Chris, thank you for the life that we've got. My wife's on here commenting like crazy because you truly changed our life because you changed hers and then she changed mine. And if you guys want to buy these books, go to thebobcrisp.com. Go there. It's a great little website. He's got three books there. Boom. You own them in 2 seconds. They will ship them to you, and your life changes. We're coming back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault and his little boy, Adrian, and what a day it is. During the show, I got a note from somebody that's not able to listen. I see that you've got Bob Crisp on today. He was at the first ever major Amway event I ever attended, and he was recognized as a new triple diamond by Rick Setzer. He delivered a speech called Visualize, Verbalize, Vitalize, which really impacted me and has become one of my signature speeches. He was and is awesome. I got a chance to let him know directly how much he impacted my life at the tender age of 20 as a total newbie in Amway. Please tell him I truly love and admire him, despite the fact that we did not get a chance to reconnect since then. Totally my fault. Life gets in the way sometimes of our best intentions. Sincerely, Al Bala, President Manatech. Holy mackerel. Heard you, went from there to the chairman. I think he's the chairman and the president of Manatech now. That's what's unbelievable. So go buy his books. Go buy it on the Kindle version. But I'm telling you, jump in the foxhole with this guy. He's going to change your life, right?
Absolutely right. Absolutely. So, Bob, final segment, and I want to ask you, you know, you have created a huge legacy already in these books that you have created. I just saw there's a hardcover copy of your book selling for like $5,000 on Amazon, by the way. I was looking at it right before we got on the show.
That's
put it up.
Yeah, just reeling and dealing.
Somebody buy it, right?
Great. So somebody go buy that.
But, Bob, you know, as you think about, you've still got some legacy to create. As you think about what that is, what is the legacy that you hope to leave in the world from the impact that you've made?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't know that I'm the right person to answer that question. I think that your peers judge you over a period of time, and you know, when you have people like your dad, who, you know, has so much respect in the industry. And, you know, when Tom Chenault speaks, people listen. And there's other people that I'm lucky enough. Jordan Adler is one of those guys. And of course, my entire Amway family was people that I think I had an impact on. And, you know, you never know in this world that you live in. You got to remember, and I do try to remind myself every day, that they crucified the only perfect man who ever lived. And so we can't probably be better than that. And so, you know, I think I just keep serving the people as best I can. And, you know, my heart goes out to people today that are suffering, the ones that were in the fire that happened nearby where you guys live, and the ones from...
Damn near got us. Thank you.
Yeah. From Mayfield, Kentucky. You've got to imagine, you know, what their lives are like and how broken their spirits are. You know, when you really think about it, the thing that I think that really touches people the most, and this is the thing that I'm always reminding Tommy of when I get a chance to, and I don't get a great many chances to do it, but when I do get a chance, I like to whisper in his ear and tell him how great he is, and also that his greatness is only as small as it could be big. Life is, who would have thought that a guy from a little town in Oklahoma would dropped out of college in the second year and music director at a little Baptist church and five kids and never made $100,000 in my life. Who would have thought that I could have come into business and ring the bell as loudly as we've rung? You know, when I stood on stage back, and I'll be honest with you about this, when I stood on stage at, in front of 18,000 people that were in my business and we had legendary people come in and speak and stuff, I'd go backstage and cry like a baby.
Yeah.
Because it's just overwhelming to me. And people say, well, you had Rolls Royce and you had a big house and you had a Ferrari and you had all this, millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I always say, but none of that makes you happy. What makes you happy is in your heart. And I think the great thing about Tom that other people appreciate is he's got a happy heart. And you make other people around you happy. And that's worth millions and millions and millions, more than all the money in the world. So I appreciate you, and I think there are thousands of people. Obviously, you got invited to come down to that soiree down in Dubai. You're going to go down there and make an impact on those folks. And I'm praying for you. I know you're going to go down there and ring the bell. And, as long as you and I are still alive, we're going to be ringing the bell, Tom.
Can you believe that you're sitting here talking about me? That is so you, but you shouldn't be. Who you are is somebody that we all need to remember every day and keep in our prayers and our hearts every day. And I'll tell you, whether you're down in Florida or wherever you are, and I told you this, no matter what I can do to ever help you out, I'm in. And you guys, touch base with him. We all need that. And I'll give you his phone number. Touch base with him. And one day he doesn't even know it. I put it out and we just buried him. And we'll do it again because Bob Crisp deserves it. So we're not going to end the show right now. We're going to stay with you on Facebook, even though the radio is over. Thanks for listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.